Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Welcome, everybody, to this Easter weekend, Passover as well. Glad you could join us, and hope you have time to check in with us. It is a rainy day here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but it's moving pretty quickly from west to east, and I'm not sure it's going to be around very much longer, so hope you got a nice rain if you needed it. A lot of people around these parts still do. Some of the lakes are still low. It's kind of interesting. Some of the people I've been talking to report that their lakes are back up to full to the brim, and others not even close yet. So hope if you really needed some rain, you got some. We're right in the middle of spring, all kinds of things going on. We've got a lot of reports for you from Howard's garden that we'll talk about as we go. But anything you want to talk about related to your garden, vegetables, landscaping, herb garden, whatever. Speaking of herbs, tea. My tea this morning doesn't exist again. Our kitchen is still out of commission, but very, very close, and we'll probably be finished up here in a short while. So I've just been concentrating on coffee. Got a coffee maker that's real easy to use, and having some organic coffee most mornings, and water, drinking lots of water, which is a good thing. We'll be back to the tea. Got some ideas about a little bit different formulas for tea that I'm going to be trying, and I'll pass on information to you about whether what I've thought up is any good or not as we go. This hour is brought to you by Victor. Victor Pet Foods. Victor is the dog food. We don't have cats right now, but they make dog and cat foods that are great. No corn, no wheat, no soy, no gluten in any of the products that they make. Manufactured over in Mount Pleasant, Texas, distributed around the United States, primarily in feed stores and farm stores. If stores near you don't have the Victor, you can contact them through their website, which is victordogfood.com. Also, another big, very important point about the Victor products is that there are no chemical preservatives in the food at all. In any of the products that come out of their plant, they don't have those things in their facility. Got good news and bad news from previously, Zafra was adopted. Thank you for that. This is the SPCA in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But Bubba and Sweet Pea are still looking for a home, so check them out. Their pictures are on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just click on the SPCA button there, and you can see them. And those of you that have time, ease on down to the SPCA and meet those two. And I think that you will find a good new partner to have at home. Let's see. Let me tell you about Scrappy, this week's dog. He's a cutie. Two-year-old, 39-pound shepherd mix. He's been at the SPCA of Texas here in Dallas since January 27th, transferred from another shelter. Sweet little fella, it says. Lots of energy. He's still learning some manners. He's very smart and eager to learn. He really is pretty. He's heartworm positive, but the treatments have been paid for. All you'll need to do is give him a little TLC as he recovers, and then he'll be back to playing and snuggling. He's happy, a fun little guy, and he's been neutered and microchipped already and given the age-appropriate vaccinations. So check him out. Scrappy, good-looking dog on our website on dirtdoctor.com, wherever you are in the country. Check out the adoption centers there, SPCA and others. There's a lot of them, and it's a great way to get a mutt or a purebred dog or cat for your family. Telephone number to be with me, I don't guess I gave out. You need to know that since it's a call-in talk show. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 1-866-444-3478. And we'll talk about gardening, landscaping, plants, interior, exterior, whatever you'd like to chat about. We're delighted to have one of our sponsors and friends, sponsor from the past and friend for a long, long time, back on the air with us, and it's Dr. Sprinkle. If you've heard me talk about his dental stuff for a long time, but he's back on the air with us with something a little different, and I think you're going to be pleased by it. I'll tell you more about it in just a little bit, but welcome back to Dr. Sprinkle and what he's up to. Let's see what else I need to tell you about. We've had some interesting activities this week on Facebook. A lot of things we put on there get a lot of traffic, but the one that we just did last week has set some records. What we often do is put the newsletter, the weekly newsletter, on there for people that use Facebook more than anything else, and a lot of people do because it's very easy to use, and it's easy for us to put links to things and photographs on there. And so what we did a newsletter last week about Roundup, and this is kind of a continuing story of the negative data that's piling up on Roundup, glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup. The most recent information that came out was this very strong direct link between glyphosate, the Roundup ingredient, and cancer, specifically non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And we did it. We put all that information into a newsletter and sent it out, and then I put it on Facebook. And Facebook has had 50,000 looks to the article and a whole bunch of people sharing it. And I really appreciate that. The sharing it with other people is probably the most important thing about it. It's pretty fascinating. I was talking to Bob Webster in San Antonio on his show about it. I was talking to Wayne Tucker about their work with improving the soil and helping people transfer over to a natural, organic, or sustainable program. And everybody's reporting pretty much the same thing, that the increase is really spiking, really going up. There's also information in the news about some of the restaurants, especially the fast food restaurants, that have been hammered by people not going to the restaurants anymore. And some of the restaurants that have been doing well, places like Chipotle, who are using organic food in their fast food operations, their business is on the upswing. And the only problem they're running into is that they're having a hard time finding enough organic food to, you know, for the supply, the demand that they have. The supply is not quite there, and they're getting involved now in helping and encouraging farmers to get into organic production. So all of that is kind of moving the right direction. What we're doing is to kind of stab it in the rear and push it on along, is we're going to continue to talk about the negatives, especially of the Monsanto products, Scott's Bonus S, of the Roundup products, Amdro fire ant killer, which is unnecessary. There's a whole lot better ways to control fire ants than that. But our next newsletter, well, the one that's going out right now, which you probably have already seen, I saw that it just showed up in my on my computer, the way it goes out right now. It goes out over a long period of time because it goes out in little batches to the 100-something thousand people that get it. The current one is about the most dramatic trunk flare job that was ever done that we know of. It was the famous Waco bur oak. You may have heard me talk about it on the air, and we've done little bits and pieces about it, but we've never done a newsletter on it. So I did a newsletter, basic story, little short letter from the owner that did the work. And it's going out now showing the very dramatic 8 to 10 foot soil removal from the base of this bur oak and the successful story related to it. So you can see that. Those of you that think that if you have a tree that's already mature, that root flare or trunk flare work is unnecessary, this tree is about 150 years old and is uncovered in dramatic fashion. So if you don't get the newsletter, it'll show up in the archives and on our website pretty soon. It's the current one, but since I'm running out of time, I'll tell you about the next newsletter right after this. Howard Garrett, be back with you after this break. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit Kyolic.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And got people starting to call in, but have an open line for you at 866-444-3478. As I was telling you and didn't finish, the next newsletter is one that I think that we may have even more people checking on. So if you don't, if you're not a part of our newsletter family yet, jump on board. It's easy. It's free. It's a weekly newsletter, and it comes out different days because of several things. But all you have to do to get on board is to go to the homepage of dirtdoctor.com and go to the newsletter and sign up, fill out the little form, and you're instantly on there. You can also just send us a newsletter to info@dirtdoctor.com and be on the list and get the newsletter. Again, it's free and it's weekly, and you fill out the form on dirtdoctor.com. The next newsletter is going to be a video, and the video is a fellow that I haven't met before, but he's doing something very important, and that is he's explaining the technical reasons why Roundup is a bad idea and very, very, very dangerous. And he does it in a great way. He's very clear, very detailed about the technical issues. But he's very easy to understand. And that video, it's pretty long because he goes into a lot of detail about the relationship of Roundup to diseases and what the Roundup originally was for. Basically, it was I didn't even know this myself. It was invented originally to be a descaling chemical. In other words, to take a buildup of chemicals off of metal, pans and pots and machinery and things like that. In other words, calcium and buildup of calcium and phosphorus and things. He explains it better than I do, but they discovered its herbicidal value when they tried to get rid of the waste from using it as a descaling agent, killed everything that got near it. And that's how the whole herbicidal use started. One thing that I'm not sure he says, but I like to say, is that it was the most brilliant, has still is, although it's changing now with all this information that's coming out. It was the most brilliantly marketed product in the history of horticulture and agriculture, because people were convinced by the ads and by the people promoting it and making money off of it that it was completely safe, had no danger at all. The human body couldn't even accept it. And that's the most interesting thing you're going to learn about from the from this video. He explains how that's false and explains all the other things, that's the Roundup's relationship to autism in children, which is one of the scariest things to me of all. And then the other things as well. So to get it, all you have to do is go to dirtdoctor.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get it next week. And you can do a search for it. Now, I'll tell you the guy's name here in a little bit. I don't remember it off hand yet. Haven't met him, so I'll give you that in a little bit. Let's see. What else did we need to do for you? One thing I talked about last week that I want to do again is talk about mulches. We're going to talk about planting plants a lot today, and we've got a ton of planting going on in Howard's garden. A lot of it has already been done. I'm in Dallas, and we'll talk about that, but mulch is a very important part of it, covering the bare soil with mulch when you're finished. And there was a pretty nice little note sent out by Organic Gardening a week or so ago cautioning people about using the wood mulches. And a lot of people use them, those red and black mulches, but they're dangerous in a lot of ways. And one thing that they covered here I hadn't even thought about, and that is that some of the pallets that are ground up and end up in that kind of mulch, that wood mulch, dyed wood mulch product, the two products, there's a red one and black one on the market, is that those pallets may have been treated before use. They used to use some chemicals to treat the pallets, and some people still do. Plus the fact, if something toxic was shipped on the pallets, it might have been spilled on the pallets, and there could be all kind of nasty things in that wood. I never even brought up that side of it. The only thing I've ever brought up is that the wood mulches are all carbon, so they rob nitrogen from the soil, and they don't have any protein at all. So from a horticultural or agricultural standpoint, they're not good. But it seems like there's apparently a pretty high chance that they may be contaminated either on purpose or accidentally in addition. Plus the fact that dyes that are used to color the red and the black, chemicals that we don't like there either. Plus the fact I think they're very tacky looking mulches. So use something else. Shredded native tree trimmings, the way to go. I don't also don't like pine bark, which is used a lot. There's a lot of negatives about it. First one being pine bark won't stay in place, won't behave itself. It moves and washes away. You have to redo it. And also, if it does stay in place, the chemicals, the natural chemicals that are in pine bark are not good for plant growth, especially new little root hairs and mycorrhizal fungus and the things that we like. We'll go to the phones right when we come back here. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Got an open line for you. If you want to jump on here real quick, you'll be able to get in pretty quickly at 866-444-3478. And we will, I'm getting some questions about fertilizer, and we'll cover that because a lot of people wonder if it's time to fertilize right now. I'll address that in a minute. Dennis is first up in Rome, Georgia. Hello, Dennis.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I enjoy your show.
Thank you very much.
I had sod laid last year, and it's still in the dormant stage. I have a company come out and spray my yard every year, and they have fertilized it, but it's still dormant. And we've had lots of rain. When should I turn the irrigation system on?
There's not a magical date there, Dennis. It's just a subjective call when it's needing some water. If you've had a lot of rain off and on and there's moisture in the ground, you don't need to turn the irrigation on at all. You say they have fertilized recently?
Yes, they fertilized it last week.
Last week. What'd they use?
I don't know. It's a very good company. They got. I don't know exactly what they use.
Okay. Well, that means they used a synthetic fertilizer. If you don't know, if they didn't tell you, they're using organic. So, synthetic fertilizer is soluble, even though some of them are sold as being slow release, you know, or 50% slow release or something like that.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But basically, they still are salts that are soluble.
Well, they told him not to cut it or water 24 hours.
They told you not to?
Yes, sir.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since we don't know exactly what it is, I don't know why they would have said that. Normally, when you put down fertilizer, of any kind, people recommend that you water it in, the synthetic kind. The organic fertilizer can be put out and sit there and not be fertilized, and it doesn't hurt anything at all. If you put it out and it rains, that's great. It doesn't wash it away or leach it away because it's not soluble. But probably be a good idea if you talk to these guys and find out exactly what they put out. I guess they were worried about it being a little early, still a little cool, and they didn't want to water it in yet. But normally synthetic stuff, people want to wash it in to the soil. Maybe.
Put it in. We had 2 days of hard rain.
Yeah. Maybe they put out an organic fertilizer. Have they ever talked about using organic techniques?
I told them I wanted the best they had, and they take care of the yard too. And it always is beautiful, you know, once it starts coming up.
Well, find out what they use and get back with me. It needs to be watered in, and how often you water it in, water the turf, just depends on the rain and the temperature and how well the soil holds moisture and all that kind of thing. There's no regular pattern or regular, you know, regime that I would be able to give you without just being there myself, probing the soil and see how well it's staying moist.
Once it starts coming up, do you tell? What would you recommend? Once a week, twice a week, or every day?
On watering?
Yes, sir.
Well, again, there's no way to tell you that. You got to determine that yourself.
Yes,
what we like to do is water heavily and deeply, and then wait as long till we water again as you can. And everybody's site's different. You know, there's no regular pattern to watering that works for everybody out there, Dennis. You're just going to have to determine your own.
All right, sir.
And, I wish there was an easier answer, but that's easy. You just leave your irrigation set on a manual and push the button when you need some water. And the trick is to see how long you can go between waterings, and then you water really, really deeply, and that'll keep everything as pretty as possible. In the meantime, find out what kind of fertilizer they use and get back with me, and we'll maybe be able to talk in a little more detail.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. You got a great show. I listen to you every day, and thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Dennis. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Number's 866-444-3478. Here's Flora in Cleburne, Texas. Hey, Flora.
Good morning. I have a question about chickens.
Okay.
What do you recommend to put in as bedding that would be good to mix in the garden the following year? What kind of bedding?
Well, there's several things you can do, but probably the ideal bedding for a chicken coop would be shredded native tree trimmings, mulch, just like we recommend to use in the vegetable garden and the herb garden and everything to begin with. And once you have chicken manure mixed into it and it's broken down to a degree, that's going to be a great addition to any kind of planting. A lot of people try to, not a lot of people, there are certain specific people that try to say manure will rob the nitrogen from a garden. The truth is 180 degrees of that. The raw manure of animals, any animals, and especially poultry, is extremely hot and will burn plants. So the only thing you need to be careful about is if there's a lot of fresh manure in the mulch, using it around tender plants, just let it break down, let it become compost, and then you don't have that worry at all. It'll be beautiful to use. But the shredded native tree trimmings, if you could find at your garden center or farm and feed store some shredded tree trimmings that has been ground, reground, and is not such coarse big pieces, that would be even better. But using the raw stuff right out of the arborist truck would be fine. The chickens will think that's just great.
Great. Did you say once that you don't recommend shredded pine?
Pine bark is not good for planting areas because, like I said, it doesn't stay in place very well. It washes and blows away. And as it breaks down, it's not that good for plant growth. It's better than no mulch at all if that's all you have, but it's not high on my list at all. Pine needles, on the other hand, Flora, are very good. They tend to stay in place much better for whatever reason. The chemistry, the natural chemistry in them is balanced better, and it doesn't have the anti-biological, antibiotic activity in the pine needles that the pine bark has. So it's just a much better product to use as a mulch. And it'd be okay for the chickens as well.
Are you going to use them in the chicken coop? Do you not recommend using pine shavings in the chicken coop?
Pine bark, I wouldn't.
In the garden the next year?
I don't think it would hurt them, really, but it's not nearly as good as if you use the shredded tree trimmings, which would be less costly for you anyway. See, the tree trimmings have protein and carbon. They have the green tissue, buds, cambium layer, stems, and that sort of thing mixed with the carbon. The pine bark is pretty much all carbon, not as bad as the wood pallets like I was talking about before, but it's just not as good. Wouldn't be a terrible thing to do if you already have some or have already done it, but long-term, choosing the shredded tree trimmings mulch, native mulch, would be better.
Great. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Open line at 866-444-3478. Sean wants to talk about fertilizer, so we'll do that in Hazlett, Texas. Hello, Sean.
Hey, morning, Howard.
What's up?
Well, I got a question. Got a yard that had been neglected. I put down corn gluten back at towards the beginning of February.
Mm-hmm.
I put down some dry molasses last weekend. I can tell that the yard is having a little bit of response to the nitrogen and the corn gluten because my grass is what I have of it so far is a little greener than the neighbors on either side of my house.
Mm-hmm.
Got a wondering about in regards to the timing of a application of just a regular poultry-based organic fertilizer. I bought a bag of it, but I haven't put it down yet. And then just the fact that I see that you know, it's a little bit responsive to the nitrogen and the corn gluten, I don't want to overdo it, but I'm wondering when would be the appropriate time to go ahead and lay that down. Mind you, the yard has never experienced any organic prior to what I've done to it so far.
Okay, you've put down corn gluten meal, and you're asking about adding molasses?
Well, I put the molasses down last week.
Okay, it's already down. What do you think about adding also?
Well, I'm at some point during the summer or whenever, I'm going to put down another layer of organic fertilizer, and I'm just wondering how long should I wait?
Okay, the ideal time in our basic program that we talk about that we've had great luck with through the years is early June. You know, you've done the first major fertilization. Corn gluten meal provides that, and you putting it down in February was perfect. We like to fertilize very early in the year. When you put down dry molasses, that's actually a second fertilizer, although it's a much milder as far as response goes, but it spikes biological activity and really moves everything the right direction for you. So your next major fertilization, and this goes for any organic gardener, would be June. And we usually talk about sometime in early June, but there's nothing extremely critical about that. Some organic gardeners fertilize every month of the year. A lot of it depends on when they have time and that sort of thing. If you do a third major fertilization of the year, and since you're new to all this and just getting it started, it's probably a good idea if your budget allows it. And that fertilization would be late September through October. So 3 major fertilizations a year, early spring, June, and then late summer to fall. Once you're into it, like a lot of people listening have been, you don't need to necessarily fertilize 3 times a year. A lot of people continue to do that, but they'll cut back on their volume. They'll cut back from 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet to maybe 15 to, or even 10. And some people completely cut out one of the applications. A lot of folks are now fertilizing once a year with a dry organic fertilizer. and then spraying a Garrett juice type mixture at least once a quarter. And some people do it, and we recommend it if the budget allows it, especially if you're trying to have really good production, once a month.
Well, Howard, I've got Garrett juice, the regular classic mixture,
mm-hmm.
and then I have the one that has some fish emulsion
okay.
in there with it. I haven't sprayed any of it yet. I know the attractive thing in there is it has the seaweed too, which helps establish the root growth.
Well, that's just one of the good ingredients. Doing it now is a great time to push that new growth forward. We just sprayed last week at our place.
Sounds good. All
okay.
right, I appreciate it.
I appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. 866-444-3478 is the telephone number.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The Sick Tree Treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're going to Illinois, Rockford, Illinois, and talk to Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how you doing, Howard?
Doing great.
Okay, I have a question on tulips.
Okay.
Them just coming up and going for leaf. They came up 2 years, and then after that, all I get now is just leaf.
Okay, you should be able to do tulips better than we can do them here in Dallas. We have to pretty much use them as annuals here. A few people can report to me that they've gotten them to return, but not very many, other than the little species tulips. It sounds like you know what you're doing. Are you letting the foliage die down rather than cutting it off right after the flowers bloom and all that?
Well, I've got a few of them that I have that some of them I do and some I don't, but the ones that I would like to see come up, I put them in the lawn,
mm-hmm.
and I mow around them, and then I let them go as long as I can until they fall down, and then I got to mow them over because they just look ugly.
Sure. Well, as soon as they fall over and turn brown, you can cut them off, but that's one thing that can happen to cause no bloom is to cut the green foliage off before it's built the energy in the base of the plant for next year's bloom. The other thing is that it just they're not really good varieties to rebloom, and they've petered out. They just don't have the power to rebloom anymore. That's a possibility.
Okay.
So one of those two things is all it could be. If they're coming up and have good, healthy looking foliage and everything, those are the only two things that could have happened. Planting some other varieties would be a way to figure out if that's the case or not. I guess it's also possible that you can have. We're seeing some strange things here. In the south this year, I'm seeing, for example, because of the winter we had, for whatever reason, it's causing more pollen to be on the trees and in the air, especially oaks right now, than we've ever seen. So you have some horticultural things that happen if the weather is one way versus another way. So maybe that's a slim possibility as well. Plant some other varieties would be my best recommendation to you.
Yeah, okay. And I have another question.
Okay.
Talking about lawns. Now, my lawn in my backyard is really, it's like old and lumpy. You walk back there and you get like some of your ankles hurt just walking in the yard.
Okay.
How can I thicken that up? And with, do I, Do I need to till it all up and start over? Or?
Not necessarily. What do you have, bluegrass?
I don't know what kind of grass it is.
Or maybe a mixture of bluegrass and fescues and things.
I've through the years, I've thrown tons of seeds in it, and it looks good that year, and, you know, different kinds of seeds, and it looks good, and then the next year, I'm back to where I was, you know, the year before.
Okay. Have you been using some organic techniques?
Not lately. I stopped using the chemicals years ago, but...
Haven't fertilized much at all?
Yeah, well, I've been starting to using natural fertilizers, and then I'm throwing coffee in it now. And...
Okay. Well, here's what I would recommend. I'd recommend aerating as soon as you're past the danger zone of the last freeze, whenever that is there for you. Aerate pretty heavily, and while the holes are open, we're going to do to the lawn a little bit of what we call the sick tree treatment, which will be good for trees and shrubs that are around as well. Get some compost, and if you can get some commercially, if you don't have a lot of your own, and while the holes are open, put out the compost, do some organic fertilizer. Dry molasses would really help you a lot to even your turf out. But this aeration and then raking those cores that have been pulled out by the aeration, raking them around into the low areas will help smooth things and will also help your grass to thicken up.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Give it a shot. Let me know.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate the call. And the number is 866-444-3478. Yeah, we basically recommend the same kind of things with cool season lawns as the summer stuff. The timing is just obviously going to be a little bit different. Gail and Irving next up. Hi, Gail.
Hi there. Happy Easter.
Same to you.
Thank you. Yes, I have three big pine trees out front, and some of the roots have come to the surface where they have, like, knots on some of them. And, of course, you can't run the lawnmower over them, but I didn't know, is it safe to cut some of those?
It's not the end of the world for the trees if you do cut some of the entire roots off. If you don't overdo it, it's no more damaging to a tree than cutting off a limb the same size.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can do that. If it's knots that are popping up on the roots, that's a little curious. In other words, it's not just the root. It looks like
a knot, like it's got a big old knot.
Burl or something. That's a canker on the root is probably what it is. So I would say cut that entire root off in that area, backfill with some compost. That's going to make the tree probably happier than if you left the root, and see if that doesn't neaten things up for you.
Okay, we don't have that many, but we just want to know if that would be safe.
No, go ahead and do it. I think it would be fine. Go ahead with your organic treatments, and the tree will probably like what you're doing.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
And we have open lines for you to jump on here for the next hour. Love to talk to you on this Easter Sunday. Give us a call at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter is free. Go to the website homepage and fill out the form, and you'll be on board to get our next and future newsletters. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.